Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
There's been a lot of focus on Disease X, or the next pandemic. Now, I would like to offer a biblical perspective on this discussion surrounding Disease X. Some people speculate that the World Health Organization, WHO, could one day be the organization that practically rules the world. Now, while that remains to be seen, WHO have been preparing for something called Disease X. Now it's important to clarify. At the time of this video, there's no virus or bacteria circulating right now called Disease X that's causing disease. WHO is preparing for the future? This is a hypothetical disease given the name Disease X. They are meeting together in hopes of securing some sort of plan of action. For many people listening, when they hear this news, the news of a potential future deadly virus, this will be a cause for major anxiety in the hearts of some and almost create a culture of fear. But as Christians, we're commanded not to fear. We are not to fear any pestilences, any threats of war, any evil or demons. When the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness after having been delivered from Egypt, they began to complain about food and water. They began to accuse Moses of bringing them out into the wilderness to die. And some even proposed going back to Egypt. How quickly people forget. How quickly we forget all that the Lord has done. I mean, for the children of Israel, didn't God just lead you out of captivity from one of the most powerful empires on the planet? Didn't God just sack the most well-equipped army of that time without lifting a sword? Didn't God just prove his superiority to the gods of Egypt with 10 miraculous plagues? How quickly we forget what God has done. How quickly we forget what God has brought us from. Like the children of Israel, all we need to do is look back on what God has already done for us. Look back on where God has brought us from. Look back on how God has brought us to this point in time. When we remember, then we can move forward in power and confidence that God hasn't brought us this far to leave us now. You see, fear is a liar, because fear leads you to forget all that God has done. Fear creates a cloud that makes you think you're alone. It makes false evidence appear real. And one way fear manifests itself in today's society is in the prevalence of anxiety disorders, stress-related diseases, and health conditions. And sure, some of this is a result of the current state of the world, but the global health crisis only amplified what was already there. Anxiety and stress are both associated with fear. People fear the future. They fear an economic collapse. We fear the past. We fear things we cannot control, and we don't want to admit that most of our life is out of control. We are not in control of when we are born or when we die. We're reminded of our lack of control when faced with unwanted diagnosis or natural disaster. This is why Jesus invites us, no, commands us, not to worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 tells you, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, not about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?"
Every now and then, something comes along in our lives and reminds us we are not in charge. Something comes up to remind us that we're not in control. We're not as strong as we thought we were. We're not as prepared as we thought we were, and that we are far more vulnerable than we have ever dreamed of. And I believe this is why 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall." And so, we need to have some humility in our lives. If things are well with you, then praise be to God. But don't look down at others who are struggling. No one is immune to the troubles of life. The most prayerful Christian you know has their own personal battles. The nicest person you've met, that person who always has a smile on their face, that person also has their own challenges. But dear listener, let me tell you this. Regardless of the burden you're facing, regardless of the struggle you're in, the Lord has you on His heart. God has promised to be with you no matter what happens to you. The Lord has said, "I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you." So if you're timid or afraid, take heart. The Lord has said,
"You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He will never leave you. If you're ashamed of your sin, if you feel bad and remorseful, repent and take heart. God will never leave you. If you feel unqualified, take heart. God will never leave you. This promise is true today and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and all the days after that. You and I cannot outlive God's mercy. We cannot outlive the promises of God. They will always outlive us because His word stands true forever. Now, so many people are blind to this truth. And being blind to God's promises is the reason why so many people are plagued with worry and fear. So many people's hearts are weighed down because they have not opened themselves up to the truth in God's promises. And when you're blind to this truth, you're worried about this, that, and everything else. Will my health hold up? Will I live to see my grandkids? Singles wonder if they will ever marry. Married couples look at all the divorces and wonder if they'll make it. Will I ever be able to make enough money to afford this or that? These are some of the things that keep people awake at night. Some people wake up and the enemy they face is called depression. Others wake up and their enemy is worry. Some will find that the minute they open their eyes, that giant adversary called anxiety or disease is looking at them straight in the face. But perhaps the underlying force or spirit behind many negative feelings is fear. Fear will cause someone to be anxious all the time. Fear will displace the joy in someone's life and leave them dejected, depressed, and feeling hopeless. Fear will magnify the tragedy and blind you to everything else that is good or everything else that is a blessing from God. You see, fear is more than just a negative thought. It's more than an emotion. Fear is a spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." The Amplified Translation elaborates and says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control." Fear is a spirit. The Bible does not say, "God did not give us a feeling or an emotion called fear." No, it says He didn't give us a spirit of fear. The spirit of fear lies. The spirit of fear comes to sabotage your faith and ransack your belief. The spirit of fear is a paralyzing spirit. The spirit of fear is one of the devil's weapons of choice because of how it can consume the mind and heart of a person. And as children of God, we need to know this and rebuke this spirit from our lives. In the innermost parts of our hearts, we need to be convinced, persuaded, and sure that God has given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Nowhere on that list does it say God gave us a spirit of fear. So why do so many of us accept it in our lives? Why do we fall victim to it time and time again? Pray against this spirit and rebuke it from your life, saints. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And as children of God, we ought to know this. We ought to come against this spirit by making sure we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can come against the spirit of fear by making sure our lives are anchored in God's word and in His promises. As you build your faith, you block out the spirit of fear. Fear and faith do not mix. They are complete opposites. So if you'll take just one thing away from my message today, let it be this. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." This is God's word to you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will finish the work He called you to do. Everything God has for us is contained in these simple words. "I will never leave you." Whatever you need from the Lord, He will supply it because He will never leave you. If you feel inadequate, that's good because you will depend even more on the Lord. God never starts anything He does not finish.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, "I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love." Notice that the Bible says, "so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." Jesus Christ will only dwell in your heart when there is faith. Faith dispels fear. Faith calms a troubled heart. Faith is the cure for a troubled heart. God's word tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. It's telling us to have faith. Have faith that Jesus Christ will save you and rescue you from anything you could face in this life. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. and you shall glorify me." God wants you to call him. He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you."
Fear will cause someone to be anxious all of the time. Fear will displace the joy in someone's life and leave them dejected, depressed, and feeling hopeless. Fear will magnify the tragedy and blind you to everything else that is good or everything else that is a blessing from God. You see, fear is more than just a negative thought. It's more than an emotion. Fear is a spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." The Amplified translation elaborates and says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control." Fear is a spirit. The Bible does not say God did not give us a feeling or an emotion called fear. No. It says he didn't give us a spirit of fear. The spirit of fear lies. The spirit of fear comes to sabotage your faith and ransack your belief. The spirit of fear is a paralyzing spirit. The spirit of fear is one of the devil's weapons of choice because of how it can consume the mind and heart of a person. And as children of God, we need to know this and rebuke this spirit from our lives. In the innermost parts of our hearts, we need to be convinced, persuaded, and sure that God has given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Nowhere on this list does it say God gave us a spirit of fear. So why do so many of us accept that in our lives? Why do we fall victim to it time and time again? Pray against this spirit and rebuke it from your life, saints. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And as children of God, we ought to know this. We ought to come against this spirit by making sure we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can come against the spirit of fear by making sure our lives are anchored in God's word and in his promises. As you build your faith, you block out the spirit of fear. Fear and faith do not mix. They are complete opposites.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.